It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and worldwide at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. I just looked over the numbers just the other day. And again, Nielsen had us at number 4 in New York AM radio. That's a special, really, it's a tribute to the listeners. Thank you so much for your confidence in the show and the fact that we deliver great business content week in and week out. Of course, this show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders and ask them the questions that are in your mind. We cover such a wide range of industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, financial planning, marketing and advertising, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition, where you certainly will gain a tremendous wealth and wisdom from our very special guest, but we'll get to her in a minute. Special thank you to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role for the show. Cerulli, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks here at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, so many other areas, Audio Boom, Player.fm. In fact, we have a robust YouTube channel. I get feedback on that all the time. The easiest way to access that, well, if you want to go to YouTube, sure enough, just go Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, and you'll see over, I think, 60 episodes at this point, and they cover really the fantastic guests that we've had. However, not every single one is videoed, so if you want to access any past episode, all you have to do is go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. There you can pick up the interview I had with Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. What about Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie? Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. Dr. Adrian Boise, chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Captain Sully Sullenberger of Miracle on the Hudson. And so many other fantastic guests. The list goes on and on. Every single episode and the intelligence and the wisdom that they shared is all available for free. MYBradio.com, MYBradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to tonight's very special guest, Rachel Hirsch. Some background. She is the Northeast Region Sales Director at Prestige Capital Corporation. Prestige Capital is a well-established commercial finance company that specializes in financing early stage and mid-sized companies. And of course, we'll explain that during the show. Rachel has authored numerous articles, and we're going to talk about, she's a panelist, a speaker. We're going to talk about that. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition where we will discuss why you need immediate access to cash to scale your business. For many, that's obvious. For some, it's not. We'll discuss that. What does it mean? I've heard Rachel refer to this, an ATM machine for invoices. And what's that all about? And why you actually may not need equity to grow your business. And I certainly want to hear more about that. Well, with that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Rachel Hirsch from Prestige Capital. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me. Well, very honored to be here.
Thank you. Rachel, today you have this prestigious position. You're a sales director at Prestige Capital. Just tell us a little bit about your journey. It didn't happen overnight. How did you get to where you are today?
Certainly didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, okay.
Before I go forward, I want to give a shout out to my sister,
absolutely,
who told me how much she loves the show and that she wants me on it.
Thank you.
So Alyssa Sedarashenas, thank you very much.
Thank you. I have to thank her too.
And now millions of people are going to listen to
That's
this
correct.
Interview.
That's
My
correct.
Journey is an unusual one, and I tell young people all the time, life is not a straight path. And when you graduate from college, you may think you know what you want to do, or you may not know exactly what you want to do. I did graduate with a degree in psychology. I was not ready to go to graduate school, so mm-hmm. I said I will work for various companies, learn from the inside out what any industry looks like. With that, I went to work for a publishing company. I worked for an advertising agency. I worked for a construction company. And all those jobs made me realize that being the assistant to somebody is not what I wanted to do. And what I really love doing, in the early stages was getting out and talking to people. I'm a communicator. Mm-hmm. I used to get kicked out of class for talking in class. And when my daughter and would sometimes get that comment from the teacher, she talks too much in class, I said, well, her mom made a career out of it, so I think she'll do fine in life. And my son as well. So at the end of the day, I realized that if I could communicate with people, that's my passion. That's what I do. I had a job in a summer job out of college selling rings door to door, and I won the sales prize. Mm-hmm. And with that, I realized maybe I need to go into sales. Maybe I need to go into marketing. Maybe I need to communicate with people, and what is the best way to do that. So I left the job that I had working for an advertising company, mm-hmm. and I went to work for a custom clothing company.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the ad in the New York Times, physical paper, which you don't find physical papers right. anymore. And I went on the interview, and when the gentleman that owned the company found out that I actually won prizes selling rings door to door, he said, custom clothing to executives in their offices by appointment, I think you're natural. And so the biggest problem with selling custom suits to executives is that in the days before the internet, you had to call people and get past a gatekeeper to get to the executive. And I was always I had a tremendous amount of chutzpah. I would call and I would just speak to the secretary in a way that made her so confused about who I was. She put me through. And I eventually became the clothier to some very prominent people.
Wow.
And one of the famous stories I like to tell is that one of the top bankruptcy attorneys, he passed away recently, but his name is Harvey Miller from Wahl Gottschall. He handled the Eastern Airlines bankruptcy. And I saw him in the newspaper every day. And I said, well, if he's in the newspaper wearing suits, he probably needs a lot of suits. And I called him in the evening when I knew that the secretary would have gone home. And I said, Mr. Miller, I make custom suits, and I'd like to see you and set up an appointment. And he said, okay. And
that's
then
great.
The cool story is that, you know, many years later, I am now in the finance industry, and he was an honored person at one of our industry events. And I went up to him, and I said, cool suit, beautiful buttonholes. You remember custom clothes? And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that's the journey.
Now let's move to Prestige Capital.
Yes.
Prestige Capital is around 3.5 decades.
Correct.
That's a long time for
Very
any business.
Long time.
What's its secret sauce for success?
I would say the secret sauce is, number one, we have an amazing management team. We're owned by Harvey Kaminsky. The other executive teams is Stuart Rosenthal and Alan Eliasoff, our credit manager, Santo Caruso, and our account executives, whose tenure is an average of 14 years.
Okay.
And I'm there 12 years. And that is unheard of in our industry, where people move around. So why do we work as a team?
Right.
Because we have really compassion for our clients. We are not cookie cutter. Every deal is not the same. We don't structure it the same. We look at our clients and say, what do you need? How can I help you? Is my program right for you? Not every person that walks through the door is the client.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sometimes put them in touch with somebody that maybe is a better fit. So that is really, I'd say, the secret sauce, is having a cohesive team who knows each other, who knows how to read each other, who, you know, we jump on deals. We're deal junkies, I often say. When you get something and you want to do it and the client needs money quickly, we don't have this whole hierarchy. It's, you know, the executive team sit down over lunch and say, okay, this is how we're going to structure it. This is how we're going
to
do it.
Now, Rachel, I have a lot to cover because, you know, I don't know if it's the elephant in the room, but people will be wondering, how do you differ from a bank and these type of areas? But first, I want to jump into the word factoring. I went on the website and I see that you specialize in factoring. And the fact is a famous, you know, line about it's, you know, or factoring is not your grandfather's garment factoring company. Explain what type of industries have always been, you know, a fit for factoring. What is factoring? That's a term that a lot of people are not familiar with.
Absolutely. So when I joined this company, by the way, I mean, when I joined the industry, and I'll tell you my history of getting to Prestige, is that I had no idea what this was. I don't have a finance background at all. I have a psychology degree. But what it isn't is it isn't as complicated as people think it is. It is literally selling your receivables at a discount in order to have money sooner. And so it used to be only done in the garment center. And that is what everybody knew, that, you know, you would have your factoring company credit check your accounts and insure your accounts. It wasn't to get money per se. The banks would lend money, and then the factoring company really just, you know, did the back office work. About 20 years, they started doing advances.
Mm-hmm.
cash advances on your receivables. And even still, a lot of companies focus on the garment center. When Harvey started the company, he realized that there are tons of industries that need liquidity. Not all of them understand what's out there and how to work it. He, by trade, is a bankruptcy attorney. Mm-hmm. And at being an attorney, you realize that there's just so many companies that need money that if you put the right people in front of them who can give them the cash flow they need without a lot of drama, without a lot of complexity, then you'll be successful. And one of the things I do like to say is our motto is simple, fast, straightforward, flexible. And what is so simple? Our contract is 4 pages long. Most companies are 50 pages long.
Okay? And you just give up at the fourth page.
And we look at it as, if I can explain to you in 4 pages what you are working with me to do and accomplish, it's not scary. We're not scary. You know, we're very friendly and easy to work with.
Yeah. Now, that being said, what industries are most likely to use factoring and or your services at Prestige Capital?
So I would say the industries that are very reliant on cash. I would say primarily you're going to look at service businesses. If you are, for example, an IT staffing company, the more business you take, the less liquidity you have. If you have a small loan from a bank and then you suddenly get 5 new accounts and you are hiring, you know, payroll, you have payroll to pay out to your people and you don't have the money to do that, nobody's coming to work if you're not paying them.
Right.
So any kind of service business, whether they're laying carpet in the studio here or whatever they're doing, you need liquidity. The other big one is companies that are in any kind of consumer products or product business, and they get large orders. And they go, now what? How am I paying for this? You know, I don't have credit with my supplier. How am I getting the money? And that becomes a difficult challenge. Recently, one of the industries, and I'll talk more about this later, is the technology industry. There is so much going on in the technology space. I can tell you stories on end about companies that are disrupting the industry, and you have to be an early adapter to understand what they're even talking about. When I first started talking to software service companies, I had no idea what that was. I had to read. I had to listen to podcasts. I had to talk to people I knew who could explain it to me. And most factoring companies out there had no idea, and they said, we don't know what you're talking about, and they didn't do it. We did do it. We taught ourselves how to understand the flow of the receivables and what the different income streams are, and they're complex, and you have to be able to ask and listen to the
clients. So it sounds like at Prestige, you're not as rigid as other forms. Like, okay, if you don't fit exactly within the square, then forget about it. You'll, like, wrap your head around, okay, how can we make this work?
Yeah, and that's what I love about what I do I'm constantly learning. I'm reading. I'm a voracious reader. And when you read something in the paper, for example, the New York Times Magazine had a cover story maybe a year ago about self-driving cars. The entire magazine was about self-driving cars.
Okay.
Within a few weeks, I had a robotics deal about self-driving cars and a software deal about self-driving cars. So looking, listening, learning, connecting the dots is very important.
My guest this evening is Rachel Hirsch from Prestige Capital. You can find out more information about them by visiting prestigecapital.com, prestigecapital.com. Am I putting you on the spot? If people want to get in touch with you, I mean, they're going to hear a lot of wisdom tonight. How can they get a hold? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, I am on the move. So the best way to actually reach me directly is either through email or through my phone.
Okay.
My number, 917-902-3496. My email.
No, what's the number again?
917-902-3496.
Excellent. And email?
And my email, rhersh, H-E-R-S-H, at prestigecapital.com.
Fantastic.
And I get back to people immediately.
Yeah, no, you're quick. I know. We've been dealing with you. We wanted to have you on the show, and you're like, chick-chock.
Yeah.
Chick-chock.
Yep.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had. And now He's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and even beyond. I get feedback from people in Pennsylvania, Boston, Baltimore. The signal here on 77 WABC is fantastic. So it's you reach such a wide area. And, of course, worldwide, and I get feedback from worldwide, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And, of course, that's the resource to access all past guests. And even tonight's guest, Rachel Hirsch, you'll be able to hear this as a podcast if you like listening to it on iTunes or if you like to listen to player.fm or you just want to download the actual show, mybradio.com. You'll see Rachel Hirsch right there as one of the recent guests, and you could access all information. This also will turn into a video episode that won't be up by Tuesday, but we will alert everyone when it is up. And, of course, if you just go to the YouTube channel, you'll see it all. Well, let's talk about, you know, geography. You're the Northeast Region Sales Director for Prestige Capital. Do you service clients nationwide? What's the range of your client base?
Yes, actually, we finance clients anywhere in the United States and Canada. And although I am the Northeast Region Sales Director, I have to say that I do deals anywhere because my clients and my referral partners send me deals from every place. And many of my clients I've never met because they're not anywhere in the tri-state area. And we do have sales, you know, offices in other states. But frankly, the deals that I see are everywhere. And what's exciting is that I can speak to anybody, you know. And we have a lot of deals in Canada now, which people would never have thought of. Like, you know, a company in Fort Lee, New Jersey is doing a deal in Canada. And the expertise we have, the partners we have, the attorneys in Canada that we can work with that can help us understand how to do these deals is very important. The size deals that we do is also fascinating.
Talk about that. Yeah, talk about, what's the smallest deal? What's the largest deal?
Right. So it makes my head spin because okay. I can get a call in the same day on a company that's a really early stage, right out of the gate company, who maybe is billing $50,000, $100,000 a month. And I can get a deal of a company that's billing $25 million a month. And they're all fodder for us. You know, they're all companies that we talk to that we try to understand, what's your need? What are you doing right now? Why do you have this need for capital at this moment? Right. And why are you coming to me? Now, sometimes they're coming to me because they're really early stage and nobody's talking to them. And yet they have quality receivables, and that's what we care about. They can also come to me because they got a tremendous order and they need somebody to help them with that. They can also come to me because, unfortunately, the financing that they had from a bank or an asset-based lender, they're losing money. The bank doesn't want them anymore. They're being, as we unfortunately say, being kicked out. And they need to come to a warm home. And that's what we are.
I've heard you use the term graduating your clients. What does that mean?
We love this. We graduate our clients. Every June, I put together a marketing email that says Prestige Capital is happy to graduate the following clients. We don't name them by name. We name them by industry.
Okay.
And we talk about how long they were with us and where did they go afterwards. So it could be a company that came to us for a very short time because they were raising equity and they got it and therefore maybe they did not need us. It could be a company that was just going to be bankable but not quite yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were with us a year and then they were able to get bank financing. Maybe they were looking to sell their company. And now we grew them to a great size where they can sell and be profitable their company. One of those stories, and I'll share that with you,
please, is
we did have a very high-profile liquor client.
Okay.
Celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They came to us through one of my banking partners who said, we would love to bank this company. They're not in business long enough. We cannot do it now.
Okay.
This company was billing $2 to $3 million a month and couldn't get a bank financing. We financed their receivables and we did very well with them. Great people, great management team. About a year or so later, my boss calls me and says, "Are you sitting down? They got sold. They're leaving us." And you know, you're happy, because you help them get from point A to point B. And the other story is that when I walked into my local liquor store, I said, where's this brand? And they said, we're not adding new brands. And 3 months later, I walked into my liquor store and it's on the end cap. And I said, why is this here?
How did that happen?
And they said, well, people heard of it and came in and asked for it. And so when I see my client in an end cap and I'm buying this product and my friends are buying this product and it's now, you know, national and it's out there and I walk into any liquor store and I see it and I know I was part of that, that's very rewarding.
Now, you touched on this a moment ago, but I just have to, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot with this question. I mean, why wouldn't a company just go to a bank to get financing? Like, what happens that they... it's not working out with the bank, and then therefore they come to Prestige Capital?
That's a great question. Thank you. And this is a question I get all the time. It's literally the first question people ask me. So a bank lends money to companies who are profitable. And you also have to be in business for a number of years to prove who you are and that you are profitable. Now, what if you just came up with the greatest new soda and you're getting orders left and right and you're only in business 6 months, but you have real traction, you have volume? A bank is going to love you and they're going to say, I would love to bank you. I'd love to get all your deposit money, but you know, my hands are completely tied. I cannot lend you any money. That banker is going to call us and say, I want to bank them. I can't lend to them. Can you finance them? I will grow them, you know, their deposit
That's
accounts.
That's fascinating.
And it's a great partnership. They call us and I'll, you know, we can get into the bank partnership now if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
So this is an interesting story. When I worked at the company that I was at prior to Prestige, it was a small factoring company. Mm-hmm. And I said to the gentleman that I work for, where am I finding deals? I am not knocking door to door, finding people who need money. That is not what I'm about. And he said, find the referral partner, because one referral partner can give you endless clients. It's like, you know, it's the referral. So I said, who is my referral partner? He said, well, bankers see tons of deals. I said, how am I meeting them? He says, you see every bank on every corner. And so when I was much younger and I had, you know, good feet, I walked the city. I walked Brooklyn, Long Island, Queens, Staten Island. I literally walked in and out of every branch of every bank and said, can I speak to the business banker? Sat down with them. Explained, you know, you can't do everything. You can't say no to your client, because if you say no, they'll walk out the door. You'll never get them
they'll
back
take
in.
Everything with them.
So what do we do instead? You put them in touch with us. We'll be able, if they have good receivables, to finance them. You deposit, you know, you get the deposit accounts. Mm-hmm. They'll graduate to your banking later, and everybody's happy. It's a win-win-win. What happened is that many of the bankers, if they got it, and not everyone did, if they understood the bigger picture, they started calling me with deals. We started financing their clients. The clients were happy. They came back. And then if they were gracious, they would introduce me to their boss. And then if the boss was intelligent, he would have me in, or she would have me in, to speak to the team. And so I've done hundreds and hundreds of team meetings in all these years where I sit with 12, 15, 20, 50 bankers and talk about how you need to have this partnership, because if you don't, they're going to walk out of your bank and go across the street to the bank that knows me and is sending them that deal. So you might as well know me now. And that's how we developed the partnership.
Another question you have over here, the concept that of historians versus fortune tellers. What is that all about?
Yeah, so this is actually, I will credit this to my dear friend Lewis Ross at Chase Manhattan Bank. And he said to me the sentence, you know, banks are historians and your company and financing companies such as yours are fortune tellers. And he says, we have to look at the financials. We have to go backwards and look at what did a company do in order for us to believe they can repay a loan. Right. He said, you're looking at what is the company going to do in the future. And then why should you believe that they have sales, that they will have sales? And the difference is I don't have to know their whole trajectory. I have to know that right now they have invoices for a product that, or a service that they've been sold or delivered, and I'm buying receivable for something that happened. And then they may have purchase orders for something that will happen. And it's a tangible thing. I mean, if you have a purchase order and you're buying a product to sell to Target or Walmart or whatever it may be, Amazon, then you have the actual thing in your hand that we need. So the going backwards, that whole historian, is where banks' hands are tied. And my banker friends are frustrated because they look at me and I'm closing deals left and right, and they have to really go through, you know, the protocol of 3 years in business,
and
profitable business, and regulations, and so many things that I don't have to do.
Fascinating. Before we go to a commercial break, and by the way, to find out more information, I'm sure there are many in the audience that are connecting and are like, you know, I wish I knew about this Rachel beforehand, Rachel Hirsch. PrestigeCapital.com, that's the main site, PrestigeCapital.com. I still want to ask you another question about what makes Prestige unique, but again, how can people get in touch with you? You were gracious enough to share your contact information. What is it again, your cell phone number?
My number, best to reach me, 917-902-3496.
Can you repeat it again?
917-902-3496.
And your email address?
R. Hirsch, H-E-R-S-H, at PrestigeCapital.com.
We know in the marketing world is a concept, the USP, the unique selling proposition. What makes that? I mean, there was a lot that you said thus far that it's clear what makes you unique, but perhaps I could just ask you the question, what makes Prestige Capital unique?
I would say that the motto that you'll see on our website, well, there's two mottos. The first and most important, because it was coined by my daughter, Liana Hirsch, when she was 16 years old and homesick and we were coming up with marketing ideas.
I love it.
Is cash flow made simple.
I know, I love it.
And that's all over our marketing, our business cards. It is so straight up.
If you don't get that, then you can't be in business.
And one of the things I always say is, again, because I don't come from a finance background, this is not some secret sauce that only a rocket scientist can get or a finance background person. It is literally liquidity. If you need liquidity, cash flow made simple. That's what we are. Our other motto is flexible, fast, straightforward financing. We rebranded our website recently, and, you know, when we picked all the pictures, you know, what is flexible? It's a bendy straw. You know, what is straightforward? What is clear? What you see is what you get. Nothing is cookie cutter. We are able to really offer our clients whatever they need. We don't make them, for example, sell all their invoices to us. They can pick and choose. They can sell whatever they want, whenever they want. We don't make them sell the invoices the day they create them. They can hold them for a while because we don't need them to go through the typical protocol that every single factor has. We say, what do you need? Let's structure it that way.
My guest this evening is Rachel Hirsch. She is the Northeast Region Sales Director at Prestige Capital. Again, to find out more information, visit PrestigeCapital.com, PrestigeCapital.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Rachel Hirsch. She is officially the Northeast Region sales director at Prestige Capital, but she handles many other regions. So if you're listening and you're in Arizona, you're in California, you're in North Dakota, yes, you could call Rachel Hirsch directly. And I'm going to ask her again. She was gracious enough, you know, to share her information because she's helped hundreds of businesses. What's the best way that people can get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my phone at 917-902-3496. Again, 917-902-3496.
So what we're going to do is jump in still to get a better understanding, because to many people, they are probably still, they're enjoying the show, listening to it, but like, this is too good to be true. I know I've dealt with my bank, and you know, some banks get it, some banks don't, and there's regulation and et cetera, et cetera. But they're running into that brick wall and they need cash. And I've actually heard the term come up, and we mentioned at the beginning, you know, like an ATM machine for invoices. Can you explain again for those? And I don't think it's people that are slow. They're just, they need to get a better understanding. How does factoring and how does Prestige Capital, what's the mechanics of this that a company can get cash through Prestige Capital?
Thank you. It's a great question. So I actually coined this phrase, trademarking it, I guess, right now. That what we do is likened to an ATM machine. That when you need money from a bank, you put your card in, it says, do you want $60 to be withdrawn? You say, sure. It says it's going to charge you $3 because it's not your bank. And You say, do I want to pay $3 to get my $60?
Right. That's a good point.
And You say, yes. Okay. So what is an ATM machine for invoices? A company needs cash flow. They cannot get money from a bank, or they can't get enough money from a bank. They can't get equity yet, whatever it may be. Their bank is kicking them out. They put their invoices through our machine, so to speak, and we give them cash. Now, how does it work, like, technically? Mm-hmm. I'll use a simple example, simple mathematical example. You sell me, it's like $100,000 of accounts receivables. Mm-hmm. You need money immediately, right? We make sure that your invoices are to creditworthy companies that pay their bills, that you delivered whatever that deliverable is, whatever service you had to render. Mm-hmm. Once that's confirmed, we advance you an immediate 75% of that receivable, and we hold a reserve of 25%. Not as our fee, but as our insurance that the receivable will be paid in full, because many receivables are not paid in full. There can be advertising allowances, co-op advertising, damages, you know, return rights that may exceed the 100%. So I'm sorry, that not the whole 100, but That will gain you less than the full 100.
Right.
So when we advance 75, that's you know, a surefire that you're going to get that money. In service businesses, we typically actually advance 80%. There's less risk in getting paid in full. When we get paid, we actually get paid by your customer. So your customer is directed to send the payments directly to us.
Prestige.
I'll explain in a moment how we do that in a way that's seamless and not cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
And I receive the payment from your customer or multiple customers. And then if they did, in fact, pay in full, I owe you that full 25% or 20% reserve minus my fee.
Right.
Okay. My fee is a compilation of the money that I've given you,
mm-hmm.
of the credit protection against bankruptcy of your customer, and the back office work that we provide. And I would say one of the most important things we provide is credit information on the customer you are going to sell to, or you have sold to, or you're thinking you would like to sell to.
That's a great point.
You don't get a second chance to get paid when you have made the mistake of selling to somebody who has terrible credit and who doesn't pay their bills. I have literally got companies call me that say, I have $1 million order from such and such company. I want you to finance it. And our credit department goes back and credit checks them, and their high credit is $25,000. And you would have sold them $1 million worth of product, and good luck getting paid on that. So we don't look at that. Now, to go back to the way the fee comes out, so we charge, you know, range of fees depending on the volume. We price on volume. So the discount might be 1.5%, 2.5%, you know, it can be all over depending on the volume and so forth and the length of time the invoice is out. But we take that discount out of the back end of the money that we owe you. So, for example, if my fee was 2%, and I owed you $25,000, I would take the $2,000 as my fee, you'd get back $23,000. So essentially, it would have cost you $2,000 to have access to $80,000 if you were in the service business.
Now, I'm just going to ask an obvious question. As a business owner in business for 26 years, it sounds it sounds like that this service is even fantastic if I didn't need the cash, because you provide such great value in terms of the credit check on companies and so many other checks and balances that an average small or medium-sized business is not going through those procedures.
Absolutely. I have to tell you that one of my longest standing clients was with me 12 years. He was a security guard company. And he realized that by using us, not only to do the credit, you know, checks, but we also do the collections of the receivables, that he could get rid of the bookkeeper in his office who, you know, didn't always show up and he had to pay her salary and, you know, his insurance and health insurance and so on. And if you use us in a smart way, we are your partner. We're that silent partner in the back who not only is helping you, but I have to say the advice that we give our clients, you know, we've combined 35 years of experience. All of us are tenured. All of us really know what we're doing. And if I could teach you something that you didn't know before, I got a deal the other day. Here's an interesting example of a company that sells a product, a consumer product. She wanted me to finance her product. And I said, do you have a purchase order? And she says, I won't get the purchase order until right before I ship, but I need to buy the product now. I said, that's not a purchase order. Why would you buy product? I don't care if it's for a big store, big retailer, because you're buying something that may not get sold. They may not give it to you. I said, there's nobody I know in my industry that's financing that. And she really appreciated that I told her that. And I said, if you go back to that retailer, maybe with this knowledge, maybe they'll change it, because they're probably pulling the wool over your eyes because they think they could take advantage of a young entrepreneur.
She was too new to understand what she was
Gonna... And then I went back to the banker that sent it to me and I said, I really like this company. I hope she can survive, you know?
So that's and something I wanted to touch on are some of the perks that that your clients benefit from Prestige Capital, and we listed some. Are there any others that come to mind? But those are biggies: collection, creditworthiness. Any others that come to mind?
That we connect our clients to one another.
That's nice.
Okay.
That's very valuable.
You know, if I have a client who I think really is in a similar industry, or they can partner, or maybe one is being sold and one wants to buy them, that could be another thing to look at.
You could be involved in that.
We can be involved in that. We also connect our clients to our partners. So, for example, we finance accounts receivables, but many companies need financing of their other assets, their real estate, their machinery and equipment, their inventory, their purchase orders. We have very, very strong partnerships with lenders and other, you know, that finance other assets. And we oftentimes come together and fund them as a group, where each one leans, has a lien, which is a legal term, on their asset that they're financing. So, you know, we can come together in a week or 2 weeks and give them way more money than they may be able to get somewhere else.
Just a quick question. For many, this is going to seem obvious, but you know, why is it so important for a company to have immediate access to cash flow?
Yeah, I would say that cash flow is the fuel of your business. And if you don't have fuel, you're getting nowhere.
You're out of business.
And quite frankly, you know, what people don't realize, I had an organic baby food company a couple of years ago, maybe more than a couple at this point. And they had a small loan from one of the, you know, big commercial banks. And they said to the banker, you know, your money is good just kind of to get us started, but we want to go to the trade show, and when Whole Foods walks down the aisle and wants to give us a big order, we're not going to be able to fill it because we have 15-day terms with our supplier, and they won't pay us for 45 days, Whole Foods. So we can't make our arms stretch that big. And the banker who knew me well said, speak to Rachel. We financed them. They are now really everywhere. I went to visit a friend in Michigan. Shout out to Mary Kay. And, you know, her babies are eating this baby food. And I'm like, that's my client.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, this leads me to my next question. And that is, you know, you mentioned that you finance some very large companies also that were backed by VCs. Now, I'd love to hear this, because I would think that someone who's, you know, that the VC is behind them wouldn't need your services. Apparently, I'm wrong.
You're never wrong.
Thank you.
Maybe misinformed. Wrong.
But please explain that. I'm sure there are many people that have the same question.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, I mean, VCs, what are they putting money into? They want your ideas. They want to put your money into the research and development of an idea, of a concept, to create a company. They'll put money into the marketing of that idea. You know, the trade show you may go to, the whatever it is, mm-hmm. to get the company going. But mm-hmm. they are not paying your payroll. They're not paying your light bill. They're not paying your carpet being cleaned.
Day-to-day expenses.
Day-to-day
are
expenses
not...
are not interesting. It's not exciting to them. It's not what they're looking for. So I get many deals that are referred to me, and more these days, quite frankly, that are backed by large, large VC companies, wow. especially in the tech world. We just got a deal, a robotics company, and one of the biggest names you would know that
wow,
you know, that's
great.
A VC firm, and they are using our money.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, you also mentioned that you can help, you know, companies that obtain large purchase orders. You gave an example of that. Explain, how actually do you help them?
Okay. So, again, it's all about the partnership. When a company gets a large purchase order, I always say to my bankers, don't ask questions, put me in touch with them. I don't want them to try to explain it because it's
right.
not that
they'll
complicated.
Botch it, but they may
but
botch
you know,
it.
It's a story. And quite frankly, after explaining how does purchase order financing and factoring work as partners, a couple of years ago, we put an animation video on our website
okay.
that explains that. So I encourage you to go to the website and
right.
look at the animation video.
PrestigeCapital.com, PrestigeCapital.com.
There is also an animation video on the website about factoring. So
oh, good.
Both of them are on
both.
There. And so the way purchase order financing and factoring works is, let's just say you got this order for $1 million for your baby food,
mm-hmm.
And you don't have any money to buy this product. I will put you in touch with the purchase order finance company that we work with. We have a number of partners. They're all wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And they will pay your supplier in advance of the product being sold to the end user. They will pay your supplier once the goods have been inspected, make sure that there's really
right.
baby food in
right.
the box and
right.
not rocks. We know those stories. And then when the client ships the product to their end target, let's say Target or
mm-hmm.
Whole Foods or whoever,
mm-hmm.
And there's an invoice that's created, Prestige buys the invoice. We pay off the purchase order company for the money that they have put up in the letter of credit plus their fees. And then we give the client the difference. And so what do I say, you know, why do you maybe not need equity? Because if somebody's financing from soup to nuts, your orders, your invoices, you can go from a company doing $100,000 a month to doing $1 million, $5 million. Because if they do a test order of your food in Whole Foods and they go, oh, you know, we liked it in this region, now we want to roll it out
scale.
Nationwide. And then, you know, then what? And,
scale.
Oh, we're going to put it in Canada, too. We have a lot of deals where clients are in, you know, Costco in Canada or whatever it may be. You're suddenly in the big leagues and you were just a really tiny company. And I go to the fancy food show every year and to the food and restaurant show and I taste product and I say, wow, this is pretty awesome. This is, you know, I can get you to the next level.
You know, it's guests like you that keep me in the top 10 over here in New York City Radio. You're sharing so much. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, this show will be up by Tuesday morning, so you'll be able to listen to it in the format of your choice, iTunes and Audio Boom, the whole list. You could download it. My guest is Rachel Hirsch of Prestige Capital. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Of course, you could hear us on your radios in the Newark, New Jersey metro area, and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is Rachel Hirsch of Prestige Capital. If your business ever runs into the issue of needing cash, most businesses, like, you're probably wondering, like, what business needs cash? Like, hello. Probably 100% of the businesses listening to this show can benefit or even need Rachel Hirsch. And in fact, how can they get in touch with you?
The easiest way is to reach me on my cell phone, 917-902-3496. Again, 917-902-3496.
And to find out more information about their services and to watch their videos that they have, explainer videos, prestigecapital.com, prestigecapital.com. Rachel, can you tell us about some of the trends? And like you mentioned before, you get to see, you get to know what the trends are, because those people are reaching out to you in development, and you know, as they're beginning to think about scaling. What are some of the trends, perhaps, that you could share, unless they're confidential?
No, not okay. confidential
okay.
at all.
Thank you.
I would say the trends, which I did touch on a bit, is technology. I will also say that even in the last 10 years, companies that my former self would never understand what it means. What is pay-per-click advertising? You know, what does that mean? The idea that magazines, for example, although we finance a lot of physical magazines, they're not making money the way they used to. Now they're doing big events, and that's how they're making their money. So we'll look at things like that. Like I said, I love to keep current on what trends are out there. Mm-hmm. I go to a lot of conferences. I go to technology conferences. I go to food and beverage conferences. I've been a mentor at a food startup boot camp. And how did I meet that boot camp? Because I went to a food technology conference. And,
so
you know,
smart.
Once you speak to people, we were written up in Crain's magazine because
nice.
I met a writer at a tech conference and she said, what do you mean you're a factor and you're at a tech conference? Don't you do Garmin Center? I said, no, I do technology. She said, can I interview you so you can read
That's
the article
great.
On the website?
That's great.
And what's interesting about trends, for example, in the food business, you go to the trade shows now, you don't see potato chips and popcorn. You see quinoa chips and kale chips and kombucha juice and all these things. That's a huge change in the marketplace. And we're on the forefront of knowing about them.
Now, Rachel, you've been in business for a long time. Can you give some unique examples of companies that have been helped through Prestige Capital?
I would say one of my favorite stories, and just because he's a lovely person and I can't name him, but I'm going to let him know this is about him.
Okay.
So he's a celebrity chef, somebody that's been on TV that you would know very well. And he was introduced to me by a banker, and he said, listen, this gentleman's written a cookbook. They pay over time. He has other projects he wants to finance, and so he needs some liquidity. Can you finance it? Now, it's a contract that pays over a period of time, and most factors would not even understand how to do this. We looked at it, and we said, okay, you're going to get paid this tranche when you do this thing and this part when you do this thing. And so because we're sophisticated and we understand it, we were able to finance it. And once we financed him, not only did I go to the trailer and get, watch the TV show, my daughter was invited to watch as well. My son was away in college, so he could not. He gave us signed cookbooks. He delivered food to the office, you know, after it was all said and done. We then financed receivables for him being on TV commercials. So that's a pretty cool one and lovely. We also financed a designer, a fashion designer, and we did not finance her receivables of selling to retail. What we did finance is she licensed her brand to another retailer, and she got paid whenever items hit the register, and she was able to put together a spreadsheet of what was going to be owed to her, and we financed that. So those kind of things are pretty cool. The other thing that I love to do is we finance U.S. subsidiaries of foreign companies. Many, many banks do not touch this. They don't want
to
deal with that.
Can you explain?
Yeah. So, you know, you can be, for example, we had a very, very lovely company importing tomato sauce from Italy. It was their U.S. subsidiary.
Okay.
I got the deal from a dear banker friend of mine, and Christina said, we will be financing them, but it will take us 3 or 4 months. They're at their high season. They need money now. What can you do? And so we financed them. And when I saw them at the food show last year, they literally put the biggest hug on me and said, in 2013, when we were like scrambling for money, you guys stepped in and saved us, and we'll never forget you. And the U.S. subsidiaries, I mean, it could be from pretty much any stable country. And I know that there's, you know, many, many companies realizing that, you know, you need to have a presence here in the United States.
You know, Rachel, I just have to ask you a question on the human side. You know, of course, it's business. We get that. But how does it feel that you realize there are hundreds, if not thousands, of employees out there and businesses that are alive because of your services?
Yeah, I mean, it is probably one of the most rewarding things that I have personally, is that I'm helping companies, and I see that. We've helped companies, frankly, that were in bankruptcy, because that's another thing we do, debtor in possession financing bankruptcy. Attorneys and turnaround people will understand what that means. And when you can save a company and keep them in business, or a company that's troubled, or a company that's growing fast, and they had five employees and now they have hundreds because you gave them money when they were early stage and you believed what they had to say, that's very, very rewarding.
Now, this is just, I was intrigued on Prestige website. You mentioned, you talk about the Shark Tank. What is there a relationship there? Can you explain? What's that all about?
Yeah. So my blog on the website, I encourage you to visit this pretty cool blog, is called Rachel and the Sharks.
Okay. And again, it's on prestigecapital.com.
Prestigecapital.com. On Rachel's blog.
On Rachel's blog.
So I went to, my dear friend Jessica Staley from Scherzer invited me to an Entrepreneur of the Year Awards dinner. And I was a guest at our table. And so prior to the event, there's a cocktail hour. You walk around with drinks and I talk to people. That's what I do. That's who I am. I see a bunch of people wearing badges that say Shark branding. I watch Shark Tank. I'm like, this is not an accident that that's the name. So I sidle up to this group of five people and I say, hey, you know, what's that? And they said, we're Damon's guys. I said, Damon John? They said, yeah. I said, why are you here? He's winning the Master of Excellence Awards. They said, what do you do? Prestige Capital. Are you private equity? I said, no, I provide liquidity to companies. And this lovely gentleman, Joe Lear, says to me, boy, you a factoring company? And I said, yeah. And he said, no, you're not. I said, why? He said, because you're really cool and fun. And most factors are not so much fun. So I said, let's do business together. He says, let's. I said, can you introduce me to Damon? He said, sure. And I walked over to Damon's table. And he said, do my guys have your cards? I want to work with you. And today we are closing deals that are referred to us by Damon John.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a wonderful partnership, and they're doing amazing things. He's investing in some very cool companies, but again, the liquidity, the day-to-day cash flow is not what they finance when they necessarily finance a company. And so we love working with them. They're great partners, and Jessica, who works there, is an amazing partner to us.
Wow. And it came by showing up. It came, I mean, there's so many takeaways for entrepreneurs, small business owners. Even going back to some of the points you raised earlier in the show, where you you walked Brooklyn, you walked Long Island. It takes there's no shortcuts to really become a superstar.
Yeah, you have to be open to everything. Your eyes have to be open. Your ears have to be open. You have to be friendly, for goodness sake. You know, there's a world of things to learn if you just talk to people. I talk to everybody. My kids laugh at me. I mean, wherever we are, I'm getting to know people, you know, and that's where you learn. You learn in asking questions. You learn by being friendly.
Before I get to my final question, just want to remind the listeners that in order to find out more information, you can visit prestigecapital.com. That's prestigecapital.com. Or you could, as you heard from the show, Rachel is very approachable. It's not like, oh, no, I'm not sure. Because I think one of the impediments that there are, like, I don't know if I should call her. I'm not sure if I'm going to make the cut. She'll tell you. She's straight. So how could they get in touch with you?
The easiest way is to call me at 917-902-3496. Again, 917-902-3496.
We have about 2 minutes left to the show. In these 2 minutes, because really it's a loaded question, but you have so much to share and so much experience. Some tips, some takeaways for business owners out there.
I'd say the most important thing in life and as a business owner is you have to love what you do. If you can't wake up in the morning and be excited about your day, you're not in the right business. And I often say I'm a student of life. Because I'm constantly learning. I'm never done. And I actually got a t-shirt from WeWork, and I work out of WeWork space. And if you're not familiar with WeWork, you must go on the website and Google them. Okay. But they're shared workspace. And I got a t-shirt that says student of life. And that's what I am. And we work, by the way, working out of that space, because I do work in Manhattan and the corporate headquarters is in New Jersey. I have met so many entrepreneurs, and the ones that I have helped or that we partner with or whatever are people that are passionate about what they do. You can't fake that. And if you're going to wake up, you got to love what you do. And I would say, you know, young people, don't go into your father or mother's business because it's the only thing you know. Talk to people. As a matter of fact, my cousin, her daughter was going to go into FBI research because she watched a lot of TV. And then she started talking to me and she said, oh, you go to conferences and you go to trade shows and you meet people. And she goes, tell me about that. And now she's in marketing and she has a great job. And that's really rewarding to know that I can put the buzz in somebody's ear, you know, wake up and like, see what makes your blood go. You know, what excites you?
You know, it's a similar answer that I get from superstars on this show. They'll say, go with your passion, go with what you really love. Showing up to work should not be a grind. Of course, you got to put food on the table. We understand that. But when you could be in something that you're really passionate about, it's just as
right. It's not work. It's not work. And my job and my life are one thing. They're all integrated because everything feeds back and forth. They flow back and forth. My work colleagues are my friends. My friends are my work colleagues. They're all integrated. And it makes for a rewarding life.
Rachel, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Again, to find out more information, visit prestigecapital.com. Prestigecapital.com. Well, we're out of time. Tune in for more programming here at 77 WABC and tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.